Despite their theological differences, Christians and Muslims are called by God to work together in promoting respect for human dignity and upholding fundamental human rights. That was the heart of Pope Benedict's message on Thursday to participants at a three-day seminar organised by the new Catholic Muslim Forum here in the Vatican. Some two dozen Muslim scholars have been meeting with a similar number of Catholic experts under the auspices of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue to discuss the theme Love of God, Love of Neighbour, the dignity of the human person and mutual respect.
I was pleased to learn that you were able at this meeting to adopt a common position on the need to worship God totally and to love our fellow man and human disinterestedly, especially those in distress and need. God calls us to work together on behalf of the victims of disease, hunger, poverty, injustice, and violence.
In his words to participants at the Catholic Muslim Forum, Pope Benedict said respecting and defending life as a gift from God must form the common ground for building a more fraternal world in which confrontations are settled peacefully and the devastating power of ideologies is neutralized.
Political and religious leaders have the duty of ensuring the free exercise of these rights in full respect for each individual's freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. The discrimination and violence which even today religious people experience throughout the world, and the often violent persecutions to which they are subject, represent unacceptable and unjustifiable acts, all the more grave and deplorable when they are carried out in the name of God.
Muslim participants also shared with Pope Benedict their experience of violence and persecution, which some of them have witnessed firsthand. Leading the Muslim delegation was the Mufti of Bosnia-Herzegovina, Mustafa Cerik.
As you know, my fellow brother Muslims, Bosnian Muslims, suffered genocide. I have come here to join with you in prayer for truth, justice, peace and reconciliation of our common land of Europe.
Also addressing the Pope on behalf of the Muslim participants was author and professor Sayyed Hossein Nasser, who teaches Islamic studies at George Washington University in the United States. He spoke of the differences between the two faiths, but highlighted the common challenge of achieving peace and trust between Christians and Muslims today.
The goal of attaining peace is thus common between our two religions. And we are here precisely with the hope of attaining peace between Christianity and Islam. In fact, what can be more important and foundational in the quest for peace than creating peace between our religions? For only through this peace will it be possible to establish peace between peoples and nations, more specifically the Islamic world and the West.
May God, the merciful and compassionate one, assist us in this challenging mission, protect us, bless us, and enlighten us always with the power of his love.
Pope Benedict speaking there on Thursday morning to participants at a three-day seminar organized by the new Catholic Muslim Forum here in the Vatican.